first dates can be nerve-wracking. Do you dress fancy, keep it casual, and most importantly, what do you do that's not the same old dinner and a movie routine? The goal of a first date is to create a memorable experience, something that sparks conversation and sets the stage for a connection. When it comes to first dates, the default option of dinner and a movie has been so overused that they've become cliches. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing inherently wrong with these choices. They can be romantic and provide a comfortable setting to get to know someone. However, they can also feel a bit too predictable and might not always spark the kind of memorable, engaging experience you're looking for. If you want to stand out, show your creativity, and maybe even have a little fun, it's time to shake things up. Here are 12 fantastic first date ideas that go beyond the usual dinner and movie routine. These activities are designed to help you and your date connect on a deeper level, share some laughs, and create lasting memories. So, first of all, what makes a good first date? A great first date isn't about flashy gestures or spending a fortune. It's about creating a connection. Here are a few key elements that can turn a good date into a fantastic one. Opportunity to talk. The best date allows for you to have meaningful or at least fun conversations. Activities that are too loud, overly structured, or isolating can make it harder to connect. Unique and memorable. Doing something out of the ordinary helps the date stand out. It doesn't have to be extravagant. Even small creative touches can make the experience unforgettable. Low pressure. First dates can be nerve-wracking, so choose activities that feel relaxed and casual. This helps both of you open up and enjoy the moment. Shared experience. Whether you're learning something new or laughing over a silly game, shared experiences build rapport and give you something to bond over. Shows thoughtfulness. Picking an activity that aligns with your date's interests or something you've both expressed curiosity about demonstrates that you're paying attention and are genuinely interested. Keep these in mind as you plan your date, and you'll set the stage for a great first time, even if the sparks don't fly romantically at first. Now, let's actually get on to the ideas. First, consider a walk through the park. Sometimes simplicity wins. A leisurely stroll through the park offers a relaxed, low-pressure setting to talk and get to know each other. Plus, it doesn't cost any money either. Stop by a cart for ice cream cones or bring along a couple of drinks to enjoy on a beach. It's sweet, casual, and leaves room for plenty of conversation. It may also seem less confrontational than sitting across from each other, which you typically do during a traditional dinner date. Personally, I recommend choosing a park with scenic trails, gardens, or landmarks to keep things interesting. 2. Visit a farmer's market. Wandering through a farmer's market is a low-pressure, charming way to spend a morning or afternoon. You can sample artisanal cheeses, buy quirky local crafts, and debate which stand has the best-looking strawberries. As a bonus, it's a goldmine for impromptu conversation starters, making it a solid choice for those who don't have much to talk about. As a fun twist, you can challenge each other to pick out ingredients and later turn them into a meal, even if it's just a fancy sandwich. 3. Go to an arcade. This is another great one if you aren't the best at starting conversations. Arcades, by their very nature, have a ton of different things to do and a ton of different things to talk about. There are lots of fun games to play and challenge each other on, from direct competition in the form of air hockey or racing games to the classics like skee-ball. And although some may consider it a little cliche or cheesy, saving up your tickets to buy her a prize or winning one from a claw machine can give her something memorable to take with her. 4. Tour a local museum or gallery. For a more cultured vibe, hit up a museum or art gallery. Let's face it, some people are more into this than others, so it's helpful to know what type of person they are in advance. Whether it's ancient artifacts or modern art, exhibits provide endless fodder for conversation. What do you think this painting means, you might ask? Honestly, it looks like spaghetti, she might reply. Many museums have free or discounted admission days, so you don't have to break the bank to impress. 5. Take a class together. Whether it's pottery, photography, or cooking a specific food, taking a class that caters to a mutual interest can be a fantastic way to connect. You'll bond over the shared experience of learning something new and might even discover a hidden talent or a hilarious lack thereof. Look for beginner-friendly classes to keep things light and fun. You want an environment without a lot of pressure, where it's okay to mess up and neither of you feel like you need to be experts. 6. Have a board game night. For a fun and low-key option, set up a board game night. Choose games that are easy to learn and encourage interactions. Think Codenames, Ticket to Ride, or even a classic like Uno. A little friendly competition can break the ice and spark laughter. This can be done either at one of your houses or at a board game cafe. Let the winner choose the next date activity or give the loser a silly punishment like singing a karaoke song. 7. Grab a drink at a bar. Grabbing a drink at the bar strikes the perfect balance between casual and lively. It's a great option for evening dates and provides a relaxed atmosphere to talk and unwind. Pick a spot with a unique cocktail menu or fun theme to elevate the experience. If you're both feeling adventurous, try ordering a drink for each other to see who picks the better option. Maybe even have both of you try each other's favorite drink. The goal isn't to get wasted, but to unwind and open the conversation up. Just remember, trying to get her drunk just so you can have sex with her can backfire and jeopardize the potential of the relationship. 8. Do a DIY art project. Unleash your inner Picasso with a creative DIY date. Pottery painting, candle making, or even a paint and sip night can spark your imagination and some good laughs. And unlike a movie, you'll have something tangible to remember the date by. If your masterpiece looks like a 5-year-old or my cat Muffin made it, call it abstract. Problem solved. 9. Attend a food festival or street fair. Food festivals or street fairs are a feast for all the senses and a perfect opportunity to try something new together. You can wander through the stalls, sample exotic dishes, and bond over shared or hilariously different tastes. Enjoy food you've never tried before, go people watching, and gift her a souvenir to take home with her. 10. Go on a scenic drive. If you both enjoy the outdoors and have access to a car, a scenic drive can be a romantic and relaxing way to spend the afternoon. Choosing a route that takes you through picturesque landscapes, historic sites, or charming small towns. Bring a picnic basket with some snacks and a blanket to enjoy a meal together at a scenic overlook or a cozy park. The drive itself can be a great conversation starter. Talk about your favorite road trips, dream destinations, or even share some travel tips. The relaxed setting can help you both open up more naturally. 11. Go bowling. Don't pick this one if you're already an expert at bowling, but this is a laid-back, casual, and fun date for those that don't bowl frequently. The fact that you'll have to constantly be taking turns prevents any awkward moments from lasting too long, and the friendly competition can spark some excitement. Plus, if you want to extend the date, many bowling alleys serve food or have mini arcades in them as well, which can be a lot of fun. 12. Visit an aquarium or zoo. Again, if you want something memorable, do something that you don't do every week. When's the last time you've actually been to an aquarium or zoo? Chances are, it's been a while. This will give you plenty of time and topics to talk about, unlike a movie or a live show. You get to go at your own pace, spend time where you enjoy it most, and bond over the uniqueness and novelty of the experience. In the end, first dates don't have to be cookie cutter or boring. By choosing something a little outside of the box, you not only set yourself apart, but also create a unique experience you'll both remember. Whether it's laughing over a terrible art project or marveling at a sunset at the park, the key is to keep things light, fun, and open for connection. So what are you waiting for? Pick an idea, shoot your shot, and let the sparks fly. And have fun!